Chris. I'm the co-host of True Believers Comic Book Podcast, our weekly show about all things comics. Welcome to episode 30 of True Believers. Today, because Andrew hates me and wants me to struggle, we are joined by a very special guest to talk all about anime. Hello, Blue.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. We're joined by Blue, the host of Cape Corner. We're going to be talking about some anime heartthrobs from the early 2000s. We're not really going to be talking. We're playing Smash Your Pass. So, Mom, make sure you put this episode on extra mute. So, first, Blue, give our people a quick rundown of what Cape Corner is.
Oh, man. On my podcast, I usually have a co-host or two, and I talk about superhero characters, anime characters, video game characters, and instead of like talking about a show or a movie every episode, I talk about a single character and all their different depictions across like comic books or TV shows or whatever forms of media. It almost always devolves into me ranting about something crazy because I am a maniac.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see who can do it better, me or you. Nobody can out crazy me. But anyway, so I noticed that one of your last episodes was about the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I didn't listen to it, but
that was your first mistake.
Did you just go over the show, or were you going into the Boom comics and the other versions of them, including the fan films that have been made and then things like The Order?
I did start talking about the Boom Studios comics and explained why they're so incredible and people need to like read them. I didn't really go into the Power Slash Rangers fan film, which is really the only one that I know, specifically because our next Power Rangers episode we do is going to be about the 2017 Power Rangers movie.
Yes, that was my next question.
I have so much to say about that movie and how I think it was done so dirty by the community.
Because everybody who I talk to, they love this movie, and everyone is like, where is the sequel? Where is our sequel?
Exactly.
Like, it's gotten to the point where I've had to nickname the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. They are my second favorites. You know, I just call them the GOATs, the OGs. Now I call them the Retro Rangers, and I call the 2017s the Reboot Rangers, because I'm not splitting hairs about who the true Mighty Morphin Power Rangers are. It's both of them.
Yeah.
Period.
But I figured we have enough to say about that movie alone that it deserves its own episode instead of getting some.
And the comics?
The
comics?
I will definitely talk more about the comics. It's just we were also in an awkward position while recording that because I was over at my sister's place and it's an apartment. And so I was talking a lot quieter throughout the whole episode. And I didn't want to spend too much time talking about stuff that I really love. It was mostly about the premise of the series, and the original show has three seasons, so I was trying to explain the basic plot points of all three seasons.
Makes sense. I am a worse person than you because I live in a university accommodation. So there are five other people who live here. And every time I record this podcast, I'm loud as hell. But I'm loud as hell all the time anyway. I'm just giving a little bit of authenticity to their preconceived notions about Black American people because I'm loud 24/7. I have loud phone conversations at like dumb early in the morning. Like it could be 7 a.m. I'm talking to my mom.
Are you telling me you're channeling your inner Brenda from Scary Movie?
I don't have to channel it. It's already there. It's the forefront. That's who I am. So, okay, let's start with this Master Pass. You got your list pulled up. It's in order. Okay, so number one, Inuyasha, Master Pass.
Okay, I'm thankful it's Master Pass, not like 1 out of 10 because I hate both. I'd smash.
Low self-esteem. Okay. Light Yagami from Death Note. Smash or pass?
No. Pass.
Okay. So what is it? Is it like just the fact that he tried to become a god? Or is it like the killing the killers?
am I allowed to take personality into account?
Yes.
Okay. It's definitely the fact that he's a fucking psychopath.
Oh my god.
But it's also just his like day-to-day behavior. Who the fuck eats a potato chip like that?
Are you talking about the way he folded his fingers and like
I'm gonna be so soft anytime I'm looking at this man.
It's just the fact that L like they had the same level of bullshit and foolishness that whole show as BBC Sherlock. You know that thing he said where he's like, you're an alcoholic if you scratch the bottom of your phone trying to put the charger in or something. I keep having to explain this to people because that was the most dumbest. He said in the first episode, he said it was the most dumbest shit I've ever heard.
What, of Sherlock? I don't watch Sherlock because Benedict Cumberbatch can die.
Perhaps don't say such controversial things when Andrew can't edit our podcast.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not a fan either. I just think it's like the worst show ever. I don't like it because it's bad, objectively. It's a horrible show. And I didn't like it when it came out. I've only seen 4 episodes and I'm not willing to watch anymore. I've degraded myself enough. But off topic. But he said, because Watson had a secondhand phone and he's like, oh, I could tell that your brother is an alcoholic because the bottom of your phone where the charger port is has scratches, like somebody who's drunk trying to put their phone on the charger at night. And I was like, what? And I'm a clumsy person. I'm hard on phones. So I'm looking at the bottom of my phone at the time. It was in high school. And my phone was so scratched at the bottom because I also wear glasses. And I was like, damn, I must be an alcoholic. Didn't even know. I hadn't even had a drink.
This is why I've never been able to like get on board with this Sherlock shit, because it's like he just makes the wildest assumptions, like, or maybe because when it's night, it's also dark and you can't immediately see where the plug is. So you got to feel around for it a little bit. You judgmental fucking prick.
It's like, it's all bullshit. And like the fact that first of all, in Death Note, L would be right would piss me off, because when he initially was like, we're going to do surveillance on Light Yagami, and then Light was sitting up eating those potato chips in that insane way with that mini TV in the potato chip bag, pretending to study, but writing down the names of killers from the nuke. Why were you even, how did you even get the government to agree that you should put a video camera in the bedroom of a teenage boy? But anyway, let's move on to number 3, Naruto Uzumaki. And this is Shippuden Naruto, Back in Black. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
This is the Hokage, okay?
I know. Hold
on, wait. The 7th Hokage.
He's the 7th, yes. I love Naruto, but like, am I willing to put up with his dumb shit in the bedroom?
Believe it.
Yeah, that exactly.
I know the moment I hear that, it's over.
Yeah. Be like, look, man, you had one shot, you blew it, I gotta go. I guess it depends on how his best behavior is doing on that day. Like, if he can keep his mouth shut, then yeah, I'll smash.
The funniest thing I've ever heard is somebody said Naruto's gonna slip you like some Ichiraku ramen, and I was like, absolutely not. Conversation over. Now it's like I was reading it. It was a meme. I saw it on Twitter. I just closed the whole browser. Like, absolutely not. Nope. Moving on, I've got Kyosoma from Fruits Basket, which I don't know if you've seen Fruits Basket, but...
I have not. I always thought by the name that it was some cutesy thing, and then every time I hear about the show, I was like, that sounds fucked up.
Oh, it's incredibly cutesy, like the aesthetic, but everything is horrible. At one point, like at the beginning, oh my god, it's like what I was telling you about in those dramas. Before we started recording, I was telling Blue about all these horrible K-dramas and C-dramas that I watch because I'm addicted to drama, where there's a poor girl who's down on her luck. Like in the first couple of like episodes, this main girl becomes homeless and she's still cheerful, but then she ends up staying with this rich family, and also they turn into animals. The whole thing is messed up, but anyway, this is a pass for me. Well, no, it's a smash, but like also, if I had good sense, it would be a pass. Then we're moving on to The Wizard Howl Pendragon.
Oh, wait, did you not want my rating on him?
Yeah, no, give me a rating.
I'm going to say pass because I know nothing about this guy, but he
turns into a cat.
Okay, well, that's not a deal breaker for me. I also like Yoruichi. But those are the eyes of a top, and I refuse the bottom.
I love how much thought you put into this. You're like, no, I'm analyzing. Because I'm just going through looks alone. Like, how? It depends on the how. Because, like, dark hair how, it's a maybe. Blonde how, that's a smash.
Yeah, it's smash.
Because when Hal first appeared, first of all, I never thought of Christian Bale as hot before because he scares me. But, like, when he first appears, and you see Howl's Moving Castle, right?
Yes, of course.
Of course, every good sense person. Andrew doesn't know shit about anime, and he doesn't have any good sense, so he doesn't know these things. But when Christian Bale, when he's like, oh, hello, I've been waiting on you or something, I was like, now who's this? I was a little kid, like.
He's voiced by Christian Bale?
Yes. And Christian Bale, he did that. But Hal lost my respect when he got, when his hair turned red, and then he had to summon the forces of darkness because it was so ugly, and it really was ugly.
I thought you were going to just say when he turned into a big bird thing.
No, because by then I was already kind of like back on the Hal train. But like, okay, it was really just when he got that red hair. He was like, oh, I'm hideous. And I was like, you are. Because you need to be mad as hell about this.
How suggestive am I allowed to get here?
Not very. This is a Christian show.
Got him.
I got to stop making that pun.
Am I allowed to say, like, that's a head full of hair I would love to pull? Like,
yes, that's as untamed as you can get.
Cool.
Speaking of untamed, Roy Mustang, Full Metal Alchemist.
Yes.
Definite smash.
Yes.
To everybody who grew up in the early aughts, if that was the anime that raised you, smash.
It wasn't. I wound up watching Full Metal Alchemist late. And yet, I haven't even finished it. I think I'm like 15 episodes in or something, and I probably will eternally be 15 episodes in. But you know what? I do love Mustang.
I have like never finished anything. I've actually ironically finished Full Metal Alchemist, but like I finished like Inuyasha. Like out of all of the anime on this list, you would really be surprised at the ones I've actually finished.
Yeah.
Then who's next? Oh, Shikamaru from Naruto.
Smash, 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 smash.
Okay, yes, Purr, and you're right. Then we got Goku from Dragon Ball.
I think it's very brave of you to put an asexual on this list.
Listen, somebody, I was just surprised because I Googled hottest anime characters, and when I saw Goku on there, I was like, who believes this?
Definitely not me. Look, and okay, Here's my mini Goku rant. I apologize. Okay. People in America who grew up with the American version of Dragon Ball Z have idolized Goku because they made him completely different in that version. And so now they hate modern Goku because now modern American Goku is depicted as he actually is in the Japanese version. And they're like, what do you mean Goku's never kissed his wife? And then they'll like pull up a clip from the old American broadcast where Goku and Chi-Chi clearly did not kiss, but the American dubbing studio added a kiss sound effect, like a little, and they're like, see, he clearly kissed his wife. And I'm like, oh my God, watch the fucking Japanese version, you loser.
Because nah, they
totally didn't.
Will ever be me. Now, I exclusively watch dubbed anime.
Yeah, I usually watch, like, if I'm watching Dragon Ball, I'm watching the English version, but I had to be like, did he actually kiss his wife? And I looked up that scene in Japanese, and no, because our fucking Toonami dub was just like, what if we just made shit up? Oh yeah, Bardock, he was a brilliant scientist. He invented the fake moon. No, the fuck he didn't.
That really was like a rant. Like, you feel very passionately about Dragon Ball, huh?
Yes, I'm sorry.
No, I don't like shonen anime, like, which is funny because of pretty much everything on this list. But like, yeah. I just don't enjoy that. That's just what was popular when I was young. But every Magical Girl series, they could stomp out everybody on Dragon Ball. They whoop their ass.
I only recently found out
those women don't fight fair.
I only recently found out about how overpowered Sailor Moon was. I was like, oh, because they didn't go that far in the original broadcast, that's for sure. She wasn't out here creating universes. She was just like shooting little light beams out of her lipstick wand or whatever it was.
Yep, but she is. Like, Sailor Moon is one of the few animes I ever finished. And they kept making more, so I was like,
yeah, apparently she keeps recreating the universe like fucking Madoka Magica or some shit. Apparently, I guess that was the inspiration for Madoka Magica. What if we just really called attention to the fact that Sailor Moon needs to stop fucking rebooting her own universe?
Let's not, because I support women's rights, but I also support women's wrongs. And Sailor Moon, my girl, she can do no wrong in my mind, so it's above me.
Even though she also made that
it's above us now.
even though she also made that recent Sailor Moon thing where her chin looks like a dagger.
It's above us now.
Okay.
And I meant that. God. Next, we have Koga from Inuyasha. This is the one, like, I'm always talking about my friend, like, my friend Alana, who was with us on episode 10. I will live and die calling this woman a furry, but everybody on Inuyasha, I was like, oh my God, he's hot. And then later I was like, animal ears, tail.
See, that's not what does it for me, because I am furry garbage, but but
clearly you haven't you don't understand the podcast you agreed to be on.
He looks like he smells bad.
Well, yeah, he's like a wolf demon.
But well, because like he's got the fur on his shoulders. I'm like, bro, you live in like the feudal era. I bet you haven't washed those. Just trying to have some fucking Jimi Hendrix syndrome with his goddamn headband, constantly sweating. And I'm like, I know you don't have no fucking washing machine. So it's a pass for me.
So bathing in the river.
Ew.
Then no. we got Mori Senpai from Oren High School Host Club, which is one of those few animes I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's going to be a pass from me.
Oh, me too. But like, maybe in 2010, he has the deepest voice in the dub, and he's like, oh. And he never talks. And you know, because there's no polite way to say, I don't like men that talk all that much. So it was like, this is my dream man when I was in middle school.
Gotcha. So you hate me. Got it.
No, but we're not dating, so I don't have to entertain that.
Oh, okay.
And then number 11, my man, Yusuke Urameshi from Yu Yu Hakusho.
Fuck yes. Like.
Okay. Netflix is getting ready to do their live action
Yu Yu Hakusho. God damn it. Stop it.
And I think this could actually be very good because it's like. A big part of Yu Yu Hakusho is that they're all serving looks, you know what I'm saying? So if they carefully curate this well enough, and then they should do the thing where they make the jump in age, because Yusuke, when his show starts out, he's a high school student, and then I think they do end up graduating later on. They should just make him older, and like he should be just graduating or like pretending like he's gonna go to college or doing whatever people do, like having like a little job around the neighborhood or something. Like it we need streetwear, we need a budget, we need good actors, handsome ones too, because this whole thing doesn't work if everybody's not fine. I need them to have everything together.
I mean, if everybody's fine, and then Kuwabara is there too.
Listen,
I love Kuwabara.
He gets to make it, my hideous king.
He's like my favorite character. It's just that part of it is also that he's a little bit ugly.
No, Yusuke is one of the few times I've ever been like, you know what? You deserve to be the main character. Usually the main character isn't my favorite, except for like Naruto. I got love for Naruto. And I don't love anybody the same way I love Urameshi. Period. That's my man. When I was a little kid, period. And then next,
I just want to say, first of all, yes, smash Yusuke, but also the ending for Yu Yu Hakusho, like the ending theme song, where it's got like all the colored lights are like strobing around, and or like not strobing, but they're like moving, and they're going across the four guys, and they each got their own like predominant color. Like it's almost like somebody filled in a coloring book page with nothing but green when it's over Yusuke.
because he has big spirit energy.
Yeah, but like...
Oh, wait, that actually colors, matches.
Right? So like, I think Kuwabara was orange, I think Kie was blue, and Kurama was like his magenta or some shit. And it was so cool. It's one of the cool... Like, you're like everybody serving looks. That is one of the highest level examples of people serving looks in that.
And the fact that it's all so simple is what I really love about Yu Yu Hakusho, because it's not like they reinvented the wheel. It's just they did things that were...
They refined what was already there.
Yes.
Exactly.
And they took a more, like, I hate to say urban, because usually when people say urban, like, they mean black, which is weird, but it's like the most urban thing I've ever seen. And anyway, they were like, this is where this is youth, this is culture, this is streetwear, this is I don't know, they understand the rules on Team Urameshi to that gang shit. And I appreciate that. They're one band, one sound. We're all together.
One of the things that has always stuck with me is after he first came back to life and he gets into a gang fight and his hair is all down because he hasn't, like, you know, been alive to slick it back like normal. And someone smashes a bottle full of alcohol over his head. And he just, like, licks, like, his finger. He's like, ah, that's a waste of good booze. And then he uses the alcohol to slick his hair back.
And it's like, so I'm rewatching Yu Yu Hakusho right now, and I have been for like the past couple months because I'm a terrible binger. I just think, and I'm like, I used to be so down bad for you. Like,
yes.
Oh, and did you know, speaking of, oh, so the next person is Tuxedo Mask from Sailor Moon. Did you know the creators of Yu Yu Hakusho and Sailor Moon are like married? Isn't that cute?
Yes. Yes, that's true.
Like, he is winning at life.
The creator of Yu Yu Hakusho, he's also the maker of Hunter x Hunter, right?
Yes, he is. But he's married to the queen of anime and manga. Like, he's winning.
Yeah. No, for sure. I just noticed that, like, he really likes green guys. He must really love My Hero Academia.
That's one of those things that I've also never seen, but I'll, like, get around to it eventually. The closest I've ever come is that this guy on TikTok, he was like, please listen to my music. I think his name is, like, Soul Teiji or something, but he has this song called Todoroki, and I know Todoroki has ice powers and heat powers, and the song was like, my bars Todoroki, they hot and they cold, something, something, my heart is froze, and I was like, oh, this shit is hot.
Yeah. I strongly, strongly recommend My Hero Academia. It's like, it, okay, you know,
let me be real with you, Chief, I'm not gonna watch it. I've seen about 5 minutes.
Let me tell you this, you know the spot in your life that Naruto filled while it was on the air?
Yes.
For me, My Hero Academia fills that same exact spot now, because I refuse to watch Boruto. Fuck that. I don't give
don't
a shit.
Mean Naruto's Boruto. Wait, you're talking about Naruto, don't you mean Boruto's dad? That's the name of the show, right?
Oh, God. I will throat chop someone before this day is done. No, but, like, because I was here to see Naruto grow up. And when I saw the epilogue where he was the Hokage and he had a little kid, so I know that the generations will go on, I was like, great, perfect. Mwah, chef's kiss. That is exactly where I needed it to end. And they were like, now we're doing a show about Naruto's kid. I was like, I don't give a fuck about a shitty fucking son. He's like, Dan, you only sent a shadow clone home. Oh, sorry, son. I'm literally solving world peace.
But my thing is that I don't think Naruto, who, like, wanted and, like, longed his entire life to have a family, to know that he's such an innocent father, it just doesn't even make sense. I'm like, this is character assassination, because the Naruto would never. First of all, and the fact that he is so gung-ho for this raggedy-ass Leaf Village where everybody treated him so shitty until he became useful to them. First of all, Naruto, on his first day alive, gave everything to save y'all without his consent.
Yep.
He's y'all's savior. Y'all not grateful enough for me, especially the villagers. Like, the ninja families, they just really just didn't fuck with Naruto, which, you know, considering who his people was, I kind of understood that. I was like, y'all probably was going to be fucking with him anyway. But see, the regular civilians, I'm like, oh, you raggedy motherfuckers.
I can give them a slight pass because I put the blame more on the third Hokage. Boy, why didn't you fucking tell anybody that he was the fourth Hokage's son? Maybe they would have cut him a little fucking slack. But aside from that, my main problem with the Leaf Village, how the fuck are you going to let Orochimaru live here?
No, because he did too much for me. No, he was doing way too much for me.
No, none.
First of all, I was like, I think maybe in fifth or sixth grade when Naruto started airing in the United States. But when he bit Sasuke during the Chunin exams, I looked at that and I was like, oh, Chris Hansen, something right. What's funny is I was not aware of what a predator really was, but I knew how to spot them because my parents are both crazy people. So I was like, this is a red flag. I don't know for what, but for something. Dude. And the fact that Orochimaru is just spinning and grinning around the Leaf Village, I will not have it.
There is two separate openings in the Naruto series where Sasuke is butt-ass naked in Orochimaru's presence. Because in, what's the first one? It's one of the original Naruto openings, one of the original nine, where there's a bit where Sasuke is naked, but snakes are coiled around him, and he's, like, in the Jesus pose.
You know what? I've decided I hate this. I want to go no more on this train of thought. We're moving to the next person. Oh, did you even say smash or pass on Tuxedo Mask?
Oh, why he got a forehead like that? That's gotta be
And he's useless. Because there's this one episode that became a meme, and it was like he came and he never does anything. All he does is shout words of encouragement to Sailor Moon. And he was like, my work here is done. And then she's like, but you didn't even do anything. And then he leaves. I don't know. And then for some reason, I think he's like a college student and she's like a middle schooler. So that's problematic. So I'm going to say pass. He was just on the list. Also, he's useless. I never could have voted for him just because of that. You never help. Shut up.
Yeah.
Then we got Edward Elric from Full Metal Alchemist. That's a pass. Usually I have love for my short kings, but he's too angry.
I was going to say, he's got way too much of a complex. He's going to get upset in the bedroom.
Like, he's probably a little taller than me. So it's like, you really have no need to be this angry. You tall to me.
No, I think he's hot. I'm almost certainly taller than him.
And got the metal body parts. This shit is heavy.
Here's the thing. I really like height difference. I think that's spicy. But like, I know that if I tried to, have you ever seen that picture where like this like 7 foot tall girl picks up like a 4 foot tall girl and just pins her against the wall?
Oh, the one. Yeah.
Every year during Pride Month, that's
what I see from the lesbians. They're like, me and who? And I'm like, you go on, you fucky little lesbian. You and who?
If I tried to do that, he'd cut my fucking head off.
Yeah, he's, who are you calling shorter than an ant? Exactly. And it's like, they could be like, oh, you're kind of a short little guy. Who are you calling smaller than an atom?
Yeah. I didn't say that, putting words in my mouth. So, no, that's a pass.
Like, you're just mad. For what? And then we got Sasuke. That's a pass. Whoever picked him for those lists, because he was on every single one. You are mentally ill.
Probably the hardest pass I have on this entire list, and I will tell you exactly why. It's because nothing makes me think that someone is not sexy more than people not shutting the fuck up about how sexy they are. And when I see like 5-year-olds like drenching themselves over wanting his little 5-year-old boy pee-pee, I'm like, oh my God, I get it. Everyone cut. And like, he's 16, and then the Mizukage is like, Uchiha are such fetching men. I've already done this exact rant on my Sasuke Uchiha episode. If you're curious about why I can't stand this motherfucker, go listen to Cape Corner episode some shit. I don't fucking know. It's the Sasuke episode.
I love this. You don't even know. Me and Andrew were always ready to promote our shit. We're like, yeah, and on episode 12, when we were...
it's the one that's titled Sasuke Uchiha. It's easy to find.
But it's just the fact that... It's just the fact that it was even happening, like, when they were in, like, ninja preschool. They were like, oh my God, Sasuke. The fact that Sakura, you know, fell out over Sasuke. And the fact that their fight in the Chunin exam had no conclusion. Like, that pissed me off. Because I was like, y'all just beat the shit out of each other. And there was no winner.
Yeah.
Ooh, lame bitch.
And you know what? I'm going to put this out there. The reason why Hinata is the best queen of the entire show is because even in childhood, you know how all the girls were growing their hair out long because they heard a rumor that Sasuke liked long hair. She kept her hair short. She made a statement. She's like, I ain't about that Sasuke life.
You know what? And I respect it, except the fact that I'm still mad at her over what happened when Neji died. That really has nothing to do with her. I think the author of Naruto is just horrible at writing women characters. But also Sasuke is a terrible friend to Naruto, because Naruto would literally give you his last dime, the shirt off his back, the skin off his body, and you are horrible to him at every single turn.
I just want to say real quick, I hear that claim a lot that Masashi Kishimoto is bad at writing female characters. I have news for you. He's bad at writing male characters too.
Oh no. Don't get me wrong. It's just like his female characters, they'll be going somewhere. Like Sakura, I honestly, it's not fair to parallel the Team Kakashi with like the legendary Sanin, because Sakura is so far behind them that it's like laughable for her to be like, now we're all equals, because they're not.
No, you're
like
not.
With Tsunade, you like, okay, legendary bloodline, bad bitch, Hokage, like, you know, she's on a playing field that she's equal. Like she's down in the history books with them. She's in the hall.
Comparable to Orochimaru and Jiraiya. But like when I say like he's bad at writing male characters, it's like because a lot of the things is that every female character is criticized to hell because they have a great starting concept, but then they sort of fall off. But then tell me, what did Rock Lee really do after he fought Kimimaro?
First of all,
I love Rock Lee.
Rock Lee added.
Go on.
I don't have. Listen, let me get my thoughts together and then I'll get back to you. You know what? I need to come on an episode of Cape Corner, talk about my king, Rock Lee. No.
You want to do a Rock Lee episode?
I really could never because I spent so much time making fun of Rock Lee that at this point, like fake defending him is part of my personality because he deserves all the slander. I just think it's cute. If you've ever read Pride and Prejudice, Rock Lee is like Mr. Collins if he was less annoying. Which is surprising. Oh man, I forgot that when I made this list, I put the other guy from Fruits Basket. They're kind of in like a love triangle, but what's weird is that they're both cousins, like Yuki and Kyo, and then this third girl, you know, the one who was homeless, like they're both trying to get her. And also Yuki turns into a rat because they all turn into like animals from the zodiac, which is why that whole Kyo being a cat thing kind of threw me off. He's like the black sheep of the family because all of the people who are blessed or whatever, they turn into zodiac animals, like from their year or whatever. And he turns into a cat from like the forbidden 13th year or something. It doesn't make sense. Make sense. But Yuki turns into a rat. And I think he acts very rat-like. So that's a pass for me.
I mean, whenever I see a white-haired character with the closed eyes and smile, I just think of Gen Ichimaru. So no, I do not trust you.
Okay, then we got Lelouch Lamperouge from Code Geass. Smash or pass?
No, pass.
Dictator? Is it the dictator thing?
I don't want him doing things without my consent, and he totally could. And I don't like the way he dresses. Putting that out there, I think he's got bad fashion sense.
Speaking of bad fashion sense, we've got our number 17, Immortal Tatsu from The Way of the House Husband.
Okay, I've seen maybe 3 chapters of this manga. And I would die for this man.
Smash. In the words of the City Girls, I'll never snitch on you, daddy. I ain't holding no bricks for nobody, but I will smash on a bitch for you, Todd. But the way, that's all I can say. The way I would. Then we got Scar from Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh, man. No. Pass. Because anytime he goes to touch my dingling will die.
Listen, some things are worth the risk. I'm going for smash. And then we've got Ricky Nendo from
No.
Disastrous Life of Psyche K. I really just put him on there because somebody had the nerve to put him on one of those lists. I consulted like 6 lists. And Nendo is so... See, Psyche is... I don't know if you've seen Disastrous Life of Psyche K, but the premise is this guy is an all-powerful psychic and he's just trying to live a normal life. And I realized that all of his friends would be the protagonist in a different genre, which I think is so fascinating. Like his entire core friend group, they will all be the protagonist in a different genre, except Nendo, because Nendo is like Kuwabara if Kuwabara was a fucking idiot. Nendo is the only person
who's like, is a fucking idiot.
No, Kuwabara's not that damn stupid because the psyche can read everybody's mind except Nendo. Nendo is a blind spot and he's like, I finally figured it out. Nendo is a moron.
I was just going based on one of the earliest Kuwabara lines in the series is, I got a 7.
Listen, with this new level of anime that we're at in culture, I realized Kuwabara is not even that damn stupid because I was watching Haikyuu and as much shit as Kageyama was talking about how the little orange one, Hinata, he called him stupid so many times. And then to find out them motherfuckers was both failing, I was like, oh, so you stupid. You dumb. Okay, you're dumb.
Look, this guy could be the nicest guy in the world, but I can't.
Nendo is sweet. They even did that. They did this trope where, you know, when the character's mom or sister will be like just them with a wig on and makeup. Okay, so this guy, the whole setup is bullshit, but this guy who apparently used to be Nendo's stepdad, he was like, I have the hottest wife ever. And they did that thing where they build up the person, like they show you a vision of who they are. And then it was just, and then it's like he... It's like he's like, I really want to meet this ex-wife now. And he's like, Nendo? And then she's like, yes, it is me. I was so appalled because I had built this woman up in my mind and I was like, this is woman Nendo. And Nendo is hideous. But Nindo is sweet, even if he is a complete dumbass. So next, we have L from Death Note.
You know how you said that the other guy turned into a rat?
Yeah.
L is just a rat man. Have you seen the way he eats? He, like, juts his teeth out. And he's like, nah, 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 nah.
He eats, like, you know that episode of SpongeBob where Squidward tried the Krabby Patty? And he, like, sticks his teeth all the way out and takes that bite. That's how L eats, for real. And I never watched a live-action Death Note, but I regret it.
Chocolate bars where they, like, scrape their teeth against the chocolate.
No, Lakeith Stanfield, who is like the hottest guy ever, plays L in the Death Note movie. And I know I cannot watch this movie because if I watch it and he's not sexy to me after, I will have to hate Death Note until the end of my days. And then we've got, oh, I couldn't even remember his name, so I put Naruto Daddy. Literally Naruto's dad.
Minato Namikaze.
I think Naruto Daddy sounds better because Naruto's daddy is a zaddy, and that's a smash for me.
Smash.
Smash. Then we got Spike Spiegel from Cowboy Bebop. Period. Ryoma Etchison. When I always talk about my top three animes, it's so funny. I'm like, I don't like things that are aimed at boys or men. Like, that's not my thing. Then I'm like, people are like, what's your favorite anime? Oh, Disastrous Life of Psyche K, Yu Yu Hakusho, Prince of Tennis.
All of which are shonen.
Yes. Technically, Princess Tennis is sports. I love sports anime. I like sports as a genre of film and television. I think it inspires something in my soul, even though I don't like sports.
I can't bring myself to actually watch sports anime because I'm just biased against sports in general. Just because, like, I know the normal joke, right, is the nerd is bad at sports. But it's never been that. I had a bodybuilder dad, and I have always naturally been very, like, strong and skilled at physical activity. So I was always good at sports. I just didn't like doing them.
That's me, because I'm insanely strong. Like, when people see me, they don't expect it. And then, like, for me to be a workout person, they're like, why?
I just took my first kickboxing class yesterday. And it was very fun. It definitely made me aware that I have an endurance problem. But you know what I don't have is a strength problem, because I'm punching the sandbag and it's sliding across the floor. And so I had to move over to another sandbag because it was starting to get too close to, like, the next row of sandbags.
Okay, Captain America.
Well, they're the kind that they have, like, sand in the base. And
no, you could just take the compliment. I could do this all day. You're supposed to be like, yeah, I got this.
Yeah, you know me. Where's my shield?
I don't know where we went with this. Ryoma, I put him on there just because I love him. That's a pass.
I know nothing about this guy, but he looks good, so I guess smash.
Then we've got Rama Salatome from Rama One Half, which is, I was surprised to find him on so many of these lists because I didn't think anybody had ever seen this anime but me. It's one of those ones that I've never finished.
Here's the thing. I normally find gender bender, like, let's say books, to be weird. And I'm not really into them. But you know what? For the original, yeah.
For the original. Thank you. It's like when people give... I'm glad you acknowledge this as the original. It's like when people give credit to, like, the Arrowverse for things that I saw in Smallville, like, 10 years before. I'm like, no. We're taking it back to the basics.
I mean, I wouldn't imagine, like, did Genderbender ever even exist as a concept before Ranma's weird ass, like, if I get splashed with hot water or whatever it is.
You know, it's cold water.
Okay.
That's why he spent so much time in the bath. It's just the fact that I was like, no, I know this. And the creator of Rama One Half is, like, the creator of everything. Like, well, I mean, aside from Sailor Moon, she created, like, Urusei Yatsura, Inuyasha, this weird manga where this guy is a boxer and he's in love with a nun. I don't remember what the title of that is, but it's, like, something gospel. And I don't know what it is, but I have this, like, instant revulsion for people thinking any kind of clergy member is attractive. So I was like, oh, it was a good manga though, but, like, it's just like when I watched this Ed Norton movie called Keeping the Faith, which is a great movie, but like he's a priest and like his friend, his best friend is a rabbi, and they're both still in love with their best friend from middle school.
Yeah.
It's actually a really good movie.
I'm sure it is, but it's just the fact that
he was telling this girl, like, I'm in love with you. And then she was like, I've been seeing blah, blah, blah. They said it at the same time. And then he was like, well, I'm going to leave now.
Yeah.
They called themselves the God Squad, though. Isn't that cute? They had like a interfaith recreation center, and they used to like, not used to, they every day almost, they would go out and play basketball with like some neighborhood kids, and they were like, oh, it's the God Squad. And I was like,
I guess.
Imagine having fun with your bestie like that every day. And then we've got Ichigo Kurosaki from Bleach.
No. You're just an asshole. Like, not you, I mean Ichigo. Like,
that's my guy, just because he's an asshole. Again, Bleach is one of those animes I never finished.
It's not like an endearing asshole, he's just needlessly an asshole.
Like, I respect it. I respect that he stayed the same the whole time.
Look, if I go into the bedroom with this man and he starts shit-talking me, we're not going to bang. I'm going to smack him in his mouth. So,
you know, like, what? I've always wondered how those people operate in the wild, because I know some people have, like, a degradation kink, but, like, what if you just, like,
Yeah, no, like, I was literally, okay, so I just said I took my first kickboxing class yesterday, and I went with a friend of mine, and she's like, oh yeah, you know, I've always been physically inclined to, I used to be like a professional figure skater. I was like, see, I couldn't do sports because like while other people get endorphins and they feel good, and for me, I have anger problems. And so one of the big things in competitive sports is that people will egg you on to try and bring out your best. And, you know, for an athlete, if they're like, come on, I know you can do more already. They'll be like, oh, yeah, I can do more. You're right, bro, let's do this. But for me, I'll be like, watch who you're fucking talking to.
Listen, bitch, I don't know what you think this is.
Yeah, I'm trying my best. Why would I be here if I wasn't?
I don't like encouragement. So that's one of those things that it's just never worked for me. I'm one of those people, if I go to the gym, I headphones on, don't speak to me. And like, the thing that let people know I was crazy in the gym, apparently, I went and somebody told me the fact that I would bring a book or like my Kindle, and I would do whatever insane activity I was doing. But like, I'd keep time with the book, and people were like, "What? How are you doing this?" I'm like, so nobody will speak to me. So I just made really sure that nobody will speak to me. Because if somebody comes up and tries to offer me advice about my workout, I'm going to lose it.
Yeah, I feel that. So no, I feel like Ichigo is too negative and aggressive, and it's going to make me negative aggressive, and it's just going to be a bad time. And then I'll probably wind up getting impaled on a giant fucking sword. So,
well, I'm not even going to go for the low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my God, low-hanging fruit. That's even a good double entendre, and I just walked into that.
Yeah.
Because his name means strawberries. I'm a genius. So next we've got Kurama from Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah, that's smash.
Everybody says smash to that one. That was one of the few, like, everybody was agreeing with across all these lists. Then we got Vegeta from Dragon Ball.
Yes. Well, no. Probably not, actually. Because, again, No, he's in the bedroom with Bulma. I feel like he bottoms. Yeah, smash.
I just found out France dropped COVID test requirements for vaccinated U.S. travelers. That's insane. I don't trust those people. Don't let them in your country, France. Next, we have Gaara from Naruto.
Man, because here's the thing, right? Like, okay, is it?
Are you willing to die? Yes or no? That's the answer.
I know this age of Gaara wouldn't kill me. I'm not afraid of that, but. Is it going to be this version of Gaara where his hair looks good, or is it going to be when he's older when his hair is an absolute train wreck?
No, I want fresh Kazekage Gaara.
Okay.
That's what I want. I want the danger. I want that demon ready to escape.
Because because even then it's still like, I don't know, like, is there going to be sand in places that I'm not,
you know, in the spirit of Anakin Skywalker, I didn't consider that sand thing.
And then also, like, how would you even get close to him? Because he has that sand exoskeleton. And I feel like if I touch that, it's going to feel
gritty. He didn't bathe.
Ew. You know, sand just...
And like, again, I love the man, but can you imagine the pillow talk? He'd be like, oh, yeah, you like that? And he'd be like, this existence is meaningless. It's like, Gaara, come on. Can you clear up for a second?
And then, like, what if you fall asleep and you wake up and the motherfucker is staring at you? Because he doesn't sleep, ever.
You're so beautiful when you sleep. And I'm out. Bye.
Ironically, one of my uncles told me this, and I've had it confirmed by, like, every person I've ever met. Apparently, I am one of the best-looking people when I wake up from sleep. And that's, like, just a fact now. It's a thing I know about myself. So it's like, you're right, but... I'm disturbed by this situation.
I mean, you know, you got to take what talents you got, right?
It's not even like a talent at this point. It's like a gift from God. I was chosen. Speaking of chosen, Sesshomaru, I have chosen to smash. Inuyasha's brother is terrible, but...
I never really watched a lot of Inuyasha because when I tried, it was way gorier than I was expecting. So the little bit all I've ever really seen of Sesshomaru is him walking around and occasionally like helping a small village or something. So if it wasn't for Inuyasha constantly being like, he's an evil motherfucker, I'd be like, oh, he seems like a nice guy, but apparently he's an evil motherfucker. So.
And from what I've seen, he wasn't that bad. So it's like,
I mean, he's pretty. So
he's like Inuyasha if Inuyasha had money.
Oh, okay. Then yeah, I guess I'd smash. Sure.
And then last but not least, we have Kakashi Sensei from Naruto.
Smash.
Why was he number one across every list? Everybody was like, "Yep, that's the one. Hottest man in anime."
I don't need to explain it. If you don't like Kakashi the way I like Kakashi, we're done. We're Dunyan rings.
I hate that phrase. Never say that on this podcast again. Dunyan rings is banned. Also, our runner-up was, I think, Victor Nikiforov from Yuri on Ice. And also, apparently, their teacher from... My Hero Academia, I think his name is Aizawa.
Aizawa is a definite smash.
And then,
what's really great about Aizawa is that the creator of My Hero Academia, Kohei Horikoshi, has really bad self-esteem problems. And so he made Aizawa, who constantly looks tired. He's got scraggly hair. He's not well-shaven. He's kind of a wreck, right?
And does he look like him?
Well, he specifically said he designed Aizawa to be like himself. So he was really taken aback when millions of people were calling Aizawa daddy and being like, oh, I would die for this man. He's just like, what? So that's great. I love that.
Okay. I will continue to not watch My Hero Academia, but I will your word for it that Aizawa is, you know, a daddy. I've seen him, you know, he just looks tired to me. It's like when people are like, Bruno from Encanto is like hot. I was like,
I don't know if I'd call him hot, but I do want to give him a hug. Like, I think he deserves a hug.
I don't know. He's also John Leguizamo. And
I'm aware
so
of this.
So that's like a smash right there. But then it's okay. Like you see Bruno and then he's like a little 5'5 weird guy. That's got to be a pass. Bruno is strange.
Have you watched it?
Yeah. See, okay. I watch that movie almost as much as I watch Cars. And I watch Cars like damn near every day. My life has never stopped being a highway.
Look, as far as the MHA thing, everything I have learned about your interest today, I feel like you would genuinely really like My Hero Academia. Like, you like the crazy irredeemable bastards. I've got good news for you about some of the characters. You like just like hot people. It's like, hey, good news, almost every character is unreasonably attractive.
No, but like I've reached the point in my life where I'm just old enough that seeing kids in danger, it like gives me anxiety. It makes my stomach hurt. So I watched this movie called The Kid Who Would Be King. I was so excited to see it, and it's a really good movie. It was made by the director of Attack the Block. Like, he's only made like 3 or 4 films, and that's one of them. And I got so much anxiety from watching this film, watching these like school children being chased by undead knights and fight Morgana Le Fay and having to defend their middle school. Like, none of them died. Nobody was hurt, but like the stakes, I was like, no.
Okay.
I just can't do it anymore.
If it's like that for you, then yeah, I might.
But I do plan on watching Assassination Classroom, but that's mostly just because their sensei is a giant tentacle squid octopus thing. I don't know how to explain what he is, but he's big and orange.
He's a smiley alien.
Yeah, that thing needs to be hunted and studied. But apparently can't nobody beat his ass, and he blew up the moon. So Koro sensei 1, Gru 0.
All right, so is that then?
No, yeah, I think we're done. Did you have a good time?
Yes, this was very fun. I like how you and me are both like, just we're both the hyper aggressive member of our podcast respectively, and it clearly like both Andrew and Jordan or Jay are the low key ones that are there to balance us out. So this was incredibly high energy, very fun.
Yeah, this is part of this is the reason why Andrew is always like, we're never going live, because I don't want you to say something. I'm not getting canceled for you. And I'm like, psh, out of the both of us, you're the white man. Who's gonna get canceled first, you or me?
I mean, at least we're genuine.
Exactly. And I'll argue about anything that's stupid. So, well, actually, I only really argue about Star Wars, and it's only just to piss people off, because I'm like, Star Wars is bad. Have you heard any of my episodes that I've done with Jordan on the Phantom Optimus? Because they're all like, Star Wars is bad. Anyway, Boba Fett, very sexy. That's like all of my commentary.
I can't necessarily say that I disagree that it's bad. But my thing is, if it's a series that you are a fan of, you're in for some of the badness, right? You're in for the cheesy shit. And so it always boggles my mind when people are like, I'm a Star Wars fan and I hate this. It's like the shit that you hate, like the shit that they hate.
It's the building blocks of Star Wars.
Exactly. When they're like, The Last Jedi is bad, I'm like, really? Because it did everything that the first Star Wars movies did.
But here's the thing. The Last Jedi really is bad. It's boring. It's kind of racist. It's very long. I'd have to explain it to you off recording, because it is a long explanation. But like, I just felt like the way certain things were handled were very racist and like racially driven. It has no direction, or it does, but I didn't like the direction that it went in. And it's not enjoyable to me as a movie. Most of all, Princess Leia and Luke Skywalker, they didn't even hold each other. It was like a joyless movie for me. I was like, you haven't seen your brother in more than a decade. And these are people that love each other. And I was like, how is this not a sadder moment that they didn't hold each other? This is the consequence of all of, okay, no, I'm not going into my the whole evil and corrupt thing on my own.
I think that if I was older and I had a sister and I saw her for the first time in years, you know, like the desire to like give her a hug might be there, but then I might remember, oh yeah, there was that one time when we made out like really hardcore.
Oh, so absolutely not.
We should have just a little bit more distance between us. That's it.
That was the end of your being allowed to speak. That's all for this week's episode of True Believers. Thank you so much for joining us, Blue. Where can we find you?
You can find me at Cape Corner on Twitter, and also on my Cape Corner podcast. You can actually listen to it on like Radio Public and Spotify and Anchor and Google Podcasts and other stuff.
Period. As for me, everybody who listens to this knows we're available on all major streaming platforms. And if you really, except Pandora. And if you really like the show, please leave us a review and continue sharing with your friends. We really appreciate it. And as always, if you want to leave a suggestion on what we read or watch, you can find a DM us on social media. You can email us, leave us a voicemail at 650-761-2629. Or you can join our Discord that we literally never check. Bye!